Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America.
The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Vibrational medicine, along with alternative therapies, can mean total body wellness for you. This is Good Vibrations. Catch the wave to better health with Lynn Waldrop. Vibrational medicine encompasses many modalities: sound, color, light, magnets, and more. You'll learn how to use these proven concepts to stimulate muscles, organs, and bones to their natural state of resonance. Now, here's your host, Lynn Waldrop.
Welcome, everybody, to today's edition of Good Vibrations. Glad to have you all on. Of course, I've been starting out with this for the last couple of weeks. Please, please, please like us on Facebook and sign up for our new newsletter. You get all kinds of goodies in the newsletter that you don't get even from listening to the show. We had someone last week that did Erlen glasses, and you can receive 10% off getting the glasses made and having the eye exam. And even though we announced it on the radio last week, these are the kinds of things that offers that you can get through the newsletter that won't always be on the show. So you also get the downloads delivered directly to your door into your email every Wednesday. So hopefully you guys will join us, and we'd love to hear from you. Today our guest is Darius Dinshaw. He is the son of the founder of Spectrochrome Color Therapy, Dinshaw Gaudiali, and he's worked his whole life using color therapy. So even though there was all kinds of problems with the government, and we'll talk about that in a little bit too, Darius now heads the Dinshaw Health Society. You can check him out at www.dinshawhealth.org, and that's D-I-N-S-H-A-H health.org. Welcome, Darius.
Good afternoon, Lynn.
Nice to have you on.
Nice to be here.
You know, I've looked forward to this interview, I think, I've been on for exactly a year and a week and on this radio show, and I have so looked forward to having you on here this entire time, because I've been doing spectrochrome therapy, not necessarily with the machinery the way your father had created it, but in an easier form to use today, for me anyways, and I've been using it for over 20 years, and I absolutely love color therapy.
Okay.
So I've been looking forward to having you on.
I've been looking forward to being here, frankly.
So give everybody a little bit of an idea of what spectrochrome color therapy is, and I want to talk, too, about what all your father did to create it, what all had to happen. Because when you look at your book and his book, Let There Be Light, and please go out and get it. It's a wonderful book, whether you use this specific type of color therapy or not. It's a fabulous book with lots of information. It's called Let There Be Light. It's in the 10th edition. So tell them a little bit about what spectrochrome therapy is.
One change is it's now the 11th edition.
Awesome.
Well, there are very few changes made in the book accurately, but be accurate, it's the 11th edition.
Great.
Okay, I'm Darius Dinshaw. I do not have a medical degree. I'm speaking as an American entitled to my views. I do have a degree in color therapy, for whatever that may be worth to some people, especially the Orthodox doctors. But color therapy goes back many, many centuries, when, of course, there were no filters and light bulbs, so they used gemstones. And some people still believe that there is an intrinsic value to using the colors filtered through gemstones. There might be, but personally I have my doubts. So we use Roscoline theatrical gels. The most recent, I would say, of the current practitioners of this kind of therapy, it would be Dr. Babbitt in New York City in the late 1800s. My father was a practicing MD in India, where he was born in Bombay in 1873. And he did read of Dr. Babbitt's work. The book is still available. It's a, more or less a treasure to some people, Principles of Light and Color. Sometimes it's been edited. Sometimes you can find it in the original edition. Anyway, as a practicing physician in India, one of my father's co-practitioners, I guess you could say, ran into a case which had him baffled, a case of mucus colitis. And the poor lady was just purging to death. She would go to the bathroom 100 times a day, say, and there'd be virtually nothing, but you would still get that straining urge on the commode. So they tried the chalk, the bismuth, the catechu, and all the traditional drugs from the then-available pharmacopoeia. So with my father's consultation, they decided that there was nothing to be lost. She was in such dire straits at the time. So my father, having read of Dr. Babbitt's work, presumed that this would be an excellent time to give it a real, honest try. So he obtained a bottle of appropriate color, more or less blue indigo, used a kerosene lamp, lantern as the illumination, and also a similar colored bottle for the fluid she drank. And in a few days, she was out of bed and recovered.
Wow.
So this was his introduction to color therapy back in the 1800s. He did not apparently go much further with it at the time, even though he was a he was a partner in two clinics, Bombay and Surat. Maybe it was Pune. Anyway, two clinics. But eventually, he migrated to America, which was presumed and still is presumed to be the land of opportunity. And in 1920, after much cogitation and various pitfalls in his career, gave the first lecture on spectrochrome therapy in April of 1920. From there through 1924, he held classes teaching practitioners and laypeople, doctors, every stripe of practitioner, how to use this. And I don't blame people for being 100% skeptical that this just doesn't make sense. To use any kind of illumination, not necessarily a candle, but anywhere from a flashlight to a 2,000-watt bulb or even sunlight, which is thousands of watts, these filters of the appropriate shades, and that's all there is to it. It's totally passive, and you cannot damage your liver or your kidneys, as drugs so often do. You see on TV these ads, oh my goodness, the disclaimers for them. It's absolutely horrifying what side effects they can and have caused, including death. This leads me to wonder, whatever happened to the Hippocratic Oath? Above all, do thy patient no harm. Well, they have apparently scrapped that. I understand there's a new oath, which more or less modifies that, I guess. Whereas this therapy will not harm you in any way, but it can make people quite uncomfortable as things are changed in the body, what many people call detoxing. This can be quite uncomfortable. People can have diarrhea. They may break out in a rash. But this is the body ridding itself of material which are not in its best interests. So Father persevered. It did not seem like a hard job at the time, the first 4 or 5 years. And there was one doctor, Dr. Kate W. Baldwin, head surgeon of a Philadelphia hospital. And a friend had advised her to go hear my father's, one of his lectures. She did, and eventually took his course more than once and introduced this method into that Philadelphia hospital.
Wow.
It was, yes, indeed. And it was used there for several years, much to the amazement of the staff and everyone, and they were totally delighted. And I still have, as a court record, the minutes of that hospital from 1920s showing the appreciation of the hospital for this therapy.
Wow.
This went on for so many years until, guess who? The AMA heard of it. without investigation, you can go online, and I would have to dig up the website. Their official website still goes back to the 1920s. You can actually read this article against my father and Spectrochrome.
No, and who is it? And who is it that wrote the article?
I can't give you the name. It's just I don't know that it had a heading of a doctor. It probably did, but I don't have it at hand, I'm afraid.
Gotcha. Okay.
But I could, if necessary, I could find it, I'm sure.
Okay.
Anyway, after that point, the medical profession as professionals drifted away, because if the AMA says no, you better listen. So the 800 practitioners became less and less. Came 1931. A gentleman who was supposedly taking my father's course apparently was not suited for the work even. He slept in class and eventually said he was defrauded. So district attorney took my father to court on grand larceny charges that he was selling a machine that could not do anything. That lasted only a few days. Dr. Baldwin and two other practicing SC spectrochrome practitioners testified an arm's length list of various problems and disorders and conditions that they had cured. Of course, as an MD, they could say cure. I can't very well with spectrochrome myself.
Mm-hmm.
The judge told the jury in his charge that if you see that this machine can do any real effects, any real results, not just advertising puffery, which we all understand goes on in the Madison Avenue world, if it can do any real results, you must say he is not guilty of grand larceny. They agreed. So from there, it was one thing after another. My father used to brag that the jailhouse key had turned on him perhaps a dozen times for various lengths of times, various charges. 1933, I think it was, the government had him in court again that he was not a white man. He came from India, therefore was not eligible after 17 years of such, that he was not eligible to be a U.S. citizen. Because at the time, Asiatics were not eligible. Fortunately, somebody from a local university had known my father's family in India and testified that he was a Parsi, and they are a white race. That was another slam against the government, which I assume was more or less perpetrated and pushed by the AMA or the FDA or whoever. 1933, at that time, the FDA's label was Food and Drug Administration. It's still called F&D. But in 1933, they tacked on medical devices, which is not really so hard to understand. It's making claims for a drug or making claims for a machine. It's still health. So under that law, it came first to fruition against him. Not directly, but the mail department, post office, 1940-1941. Fraud order suit. If you mail a letter this day, this is now 60 years later, to Spectrochrome Institute, Malaga, New Jersey, if the people at the post office are on their toes, that letter should be returned to you with a rubber stamp. Quote, fraudulent, mailed to this address, returned to you, sender, by order of the Postmaster General.
So he I'm going to try that just to see if I still get that. I am so curious.
Well, if they aren't on their toes, I will get it, and I'll let you know. So he had to use what was then called the Railway Express. You could actually have letters back and forth that way. He could send letters out, but not get them in. So that stayed for a few years. 1945, under admiralty rules, for whatever reason that was, the FDA prosecuted in Brooklyn, New York, that this was a misbranded machine. And by that time, there were virtually no MDs available to testify. He lost it. Was fined, or I don't know if it was a fine, I think it was only $2,000 of court costs, which was a pittance considering that the case ran for 42 days, 6 weeks. That wasn't much of a problem. He continued, 1948, Camden, New Jersey. This time they really brought out all the big guns they could muster. He lost the case. Judge Philip Foreman said there is evil in this device. People are not seeking the medical help that they should be. Therefore, I will design a sentence. I'm just about quoting this. I will design a sentence to put an end to this. At the time, he was in his, mid-70s. And the judge said, if I send you to prison, you'll likely die there, become a martyr, and this will have no end. Tough beans for the judge. He served instead 5 years of probation, paid a $20,000 fine, came 1953, I guess it was. His probation was over, started right back up again. That lasted for another 2-3 years. FDA got on the horn again to another judge, and it was ruled res adjudicata, that this has already been adjudged, fraudulent, useless, whatever, and a permanent injunction is put on the Spectrochrome Institute, Dinja Pigidiali, his encyclopedia, his cookbook, a vegetarian cookbook, even could not be sent then across state lines.
Lovely. What happened to freedom of the press?
Well, if you have the money, you might be able to fight that. We don't. We didn't. So we couldn't. So that injunction stands to this day. My father died in 1966. At that point, I became president of his institute and continued serving only in New Jersey for the most part, although I did travel to several cities and print material in those states, so it didn't cross state lines. Until 1975, when I personally closed his institute, dissolved it without a lawyer. I filed all the papers myself and formed this new corporation, Dinja Health Society, of which I'm the president and treasurer. Since 1976, president till now, 26, 36, and going on 40 years.
Wow. Well, we're going to take our first break, and when we come back, you've heard the history now of what the struggles were to get it to the people or not get it to the people. And when we come back, we're going to talk exactly what is spectrochrome therapy, how you can use it even at home. I train all my people just here. This is how you can use it at home. And it's so easy and so effective. And we'll be back in just a minute.
Get the news on our shows and other happenings by following us on Twitter. Find us at VoiceAmericaTRN or Twitter.com/VoiceAmericaTRN.
Are you tired of feeling stressed out, can't sleep, and in pain? Learn how to use vibrational medicine as your new first aid kit. While healthcare costs are climbing and there are more and more pharmaceutical side effects, there is another choice. Contact Lynn Waldrop at www.soundcolorandlightforlife.com and see how 1 hour can change your life. Depression, gout, Parkinson's, sciatica, neuropathy, surgery recovery, tennis elbow, ACL tears. You can have a quicker recovery and live the active life you've always wanted to. Visit soundcolorandlightforlife.com.
The tools of vibrational medicine are easy and effective. Go to www.tuningforkwarehouse.com and purchase all of your therapy equipment. We have tuning forks, color therapy kits, Richway Biomat and alkaline water devices, Sima 750 sound therapy instruments, and more. We also offer classes in the use of many of the products, whether you are just beginning or are a seasoned professional. Check us out at www.tuningforkwarehouse.com. We're here to supply tools for your optimal health.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Good Vibrations with Lynn Waldrop. If you have a question or comment about today's program, please call 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. If you'd rather send an email, our email address is lynsgoodvibes@att.net. Now, back to Good Vibrations. Catch the wave to better health.
Welcome back, everybody. Don't forget that our show is always sponsored by www.stcroixdreamvacations.com. So if you're interested in a vacation in paradise this year, check out www.stcroixdreamvacation.com. And we're back today with Darius Dinshaw, who is the head of the Dinshaw Health Society. Please check out the website at www.dinshawhealth.org, and that's D-I-N-S-H-A-H. And also, get the book, Let There Be Light, 11th edition. And it was written by his father, the founder, as well
Beg
as...
pardon, Lynn.
Yes.
You wrote the encyclopedia. I wrote the Let There Be Light.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, excuse me. I didn't mean to give incorrect information, because I love this book. This book is like my color Bible. And so I teach different kinds of classes on color therapy, and this is what we use. So we're going to go ahead and go through now. What are some of the colors you use? What do they mean? Where do you put them? How do you kind of use this system?
Well, if you have an accurate, trustable diagnosis, the book has about 600 medical and common names for disorders and conditions. So if you can do that, get one that you trust, whether it's by MD, some kind of tests, biokinesis, iridology, anything that's reliable to you and you feel comfortable. The book has, besides these 600 more or less cookbook arrangements, it tells you exactly for a typical case of measles, use this color and that color. And for recuperation, do this, do that. For heart trouble, do this, do that. There are only 12 colors, so obviously we have a rather limited pharmacopoeia. So if you can't find a particular problem and you have symptoms that you can think of would be applicable, Chapter 6 has 78 attributes of the colors, from red, orange, yellow, on through scarlet. So if you have a heart problem, you can look under purple, magenta, and scarlet. It's three that apply to circulatory and emotional problems. The purple is a depressant, the magenta is a stabilizer, and the scarlet is a stimulant for most conditions, although not all. So we've tried to make the book as thorough, as comprehensive, and understandable for the layperson as I possibly can. And as an adjunct to that, there's also a six-hour DVD, much of which goes along with the book, giving further explanations chapter by chapter.
Now, can they get a copy of the book and the DVD on the DinshawHealthSociety.org website?
If you don't mind a commercial, I'll say for $20, you can get the book, the DVD, and newsletters to the end of the year, all for $20 postpaid in the U.S.
Awesome.
Awesome. I agree. We started that in 1996 as a 20th anniversary to this society, and has proven so helpful, we've continued it. Of course, there aren't many places that could afford to sell a hardbound book and a DVD and newsletter all for $20 if it were a normal corporation. But this is a nonprofit, and we've carried the word nonprofit to the extreme. No people take a dime out of this, no paid employees. Now, as far as using color, back to the ancients with the gemstones, that was okay. Dr. Babbitt had a whole slew of different thermal looms and whatever, different apparati, mostly using sunlight, or some even used an arc light because the electric light bulb was just getting going, really. And nowadays, people use things as small as a pen light on acupuncture points. They are very careful about what color to use and which point to put it on, because the body more or less cannot resist absorbing the energy through that media. Whereas with spectrochrome, even though there are at least a dozen different ways that people believe that color can be utilized by the body, my personal belief is that the human body is a chemical, electrochemical machine, and it actually radiates light. Some Japanese investigators recently, was on AOL, some of their those little squares they have, showing a totally darkened room, absolutely no light whatever, sealed. And these researchers developed a very high-powered electronic camera at a gentleman sitting on a chair with his shirt off, and they actually photographed his torso by the light he was emitting.
Wow.
The camera must have been at least 1,000 times more sensitive than the human eye. However, there are people, apparently more or less, who knows, psychically developed or whatever you want to call it, they claim they can see some of these emanations, whether they are aura, which may be more than one, or the actual light. So many researchers have found and believe that there are enzymes that cells generate and use that for communication to the rest of the body. Some of it is electrical, and some of it apparently is literally light. So if your body is generating light, my belief and our belief is that when you are sick, something has happened, and the colors that your body is radiating no longer are in balance. So to rebalance it, you shine the color that is missing. If you're overheated, you're emanating more on the infra side, the red side of the spectrum. So we use the ultra side, the cooler side of the spectrum, turquoise, blue, indigo, violet. There is a group called the Syntonics. They are all practitioners of eye problems, opticians, whatever. And they only treat people through the eyes. They use two tiny, like, pen lights and colored filters just through the eyes. And the belief is that the energy going through the eyes goes to the pineal gland and from there to the pituitary, which controls all the ductless glands of the body, so you can cause major changes. This is fine as far as it goes, but spectrochrome, by irradiating typically the entire body from head to hips, and if your eyes are open, it'll go in through that avenue also. There are people that use six different colors on the chakra points from head on down. This will also, with complete coverage, tonations as we call them, toning as some people call them, you'd be covering those points also. So with this methodology, I believe we are covering all the bases.
So all the different diseases, for lack of a better word, that are listed in the book, where did the research come from? Was it back in the 20s when Dr. Kate was using it in the hospital in Philly? Is it research that you guys have done and through clinics that you or your dad have had that's mm-hmm. where it came from? Because they're very, very useful.
My father never had a clinic here, only in India.
Okay.
So he knew a good deal, obviously, about physiology and such, anatomy, but he had never practiced here. Dr. Baldwin was probably as strong a practitioner as anyone. But the books were written mostly by my father's knowledge of chemistry and physics and physiology, combining them. And let there be light, there are colors for each of the then known elements. Exactly how you would use that is in question. However, some people have used it as a, you find if you had a heavy metal poisoning, you can use the color that is listed as a stimulant to get the body to move it along, or you may use the opposite color to try to control it. So there are different ways of applying color therapy, and some of them, believe it or not, now are FDA approved.
I tried very hard to get somebody that does photodynamic therapy on my show, and I never was able to get a doctor who was willing to go live on a show and talk about it, because it's all about using a red light at a specific nanometer that actually will shrink and kill. They can watch it under a scope, under a particular kind of light. They can actually watch the cancer tumor just shrinking and dissolving in the person's body.
Well, that is actually a kind of phototherapy, but it's not spectrochrome therapy.
Well, I agree, but I'm just saying that even medical science, to some degree, is finally allowing a little bit of the color in.
Indeed. Thank goodness for the little bit. However, in Dr. Babbitt's time, there were other doctors using it, and one of them wrote a book titled Red and Blue. That's all the colors that they are still using 125 years later. What's the matter with the rest of the spectrum? Why should the body only be susceptible and influenceable by red and blue? This doesn't make sense to me. So we use 12 colors. Nine of them are natural colors, from red, orange, yellow, lemon, green, turquoise, blue, indigo, violet. So two, lemon and turquoise, are sort of in-between colors to the Newtonian spectrum. And the purple, magenta, and scarlet are extensions of what Dr. Babbitt had hoped to make. He couldn't quite get around to finding out how to do it. My father devised a way, too. They're using both ends of the spectrum at the same time. And in the back end of Let There Be Light, you'll also find two pages, one chapter, small chapter, on using two disparate colors simultaneously or more. There was a doctor in Virginia Beach, Virginia. He was using five of our projectors, which he had gotten somehow surreptitiously because I couldn't send them across state lines. And he was using five colors at once. He had a sixth projector just in case one burned out while he was treating. So he was doing amazing things. Maybe they were better results using five than I can do with one or two, but nonetheless, however it's done, the results are there for most things. You can get something. Anyway, the local newspaper thought it was wonderful and deserving of a newspaper spread. So in what I would call a Sunday supplement, they featured him. That was the end of his practice.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. It's not an approved method. Of course, this was a couple decades ago, I guess. And the ones they're selling now, I was looking at one a couple days ago. Somebody asked me for an opinion. And NASA has been using red LEDs for a long time. And I think the U.S. Navy does also. Because under odd conditions, like out in space or undersea, where gravity is different, all kinds of the physiological effect of being in space or in a submarine cramped in, all these things tend to hurt the body. In space, you lose muscle mass at an astonishing rate. So NASA has been using red LEDs. But as you say, this is applying the LED right to the person. It's a different therapy, and it has its own inherent possible damaging factors, which I don't believe spectrochrome has.
So what's the difference then, in your opinion? So with spectrochrome, you're shining a light like up on the torso or down on the legs or something like that. What makes it so that it doesn't have any inherent, I don't want to say side effects, because as you said earlier, you can have side effects, but where it isn't something that's bad for the body?
I'm not exactly sure how, but this is putting it right against the skin, and apparently that makes a difference. Having
gotcha.
It right there, LEDs are intensely bright. However, so is the sun. And there were a couple of practitioners in Mexico who told me in the poor regions where they could find no electricity, they would put the person in the sun and just put the filter on top of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
And some of them, there's one that uses, I don't know, about 20 red LEDs, and then a ring around the rosy inside of that, they have a half dozen blue ones, so you get both colors at once.
Well, and with mine, I always say, look, get a 20 or 40 watt light bulb like you use in, you know, for appliance light bulb.
Yes.
More is not always better. And I had one of my clients bought a floodlight that I don't know what it was. It was over 100 watts or something. And she's calling me the next day saying she has this headache and she doesn't feel good. And I'm going, well, what are you using exactly? What did you buy? You know, and she just bought this, you know, and I think it was halogen or something too. And it was like, whoa, you don't need all that. Less is more. It's not always about the power of the bulb.
Well, there's Dr. Douglas and Dr. Rowan, his successor, more or less, of Second Opinion. And they have been strongly supporting this for decades, at least, I guess, 15 years, a decade and a half. And to make it easy for the people to get started, they give a little manual. This comes free with their subscription. Little manual, sort of a starter kit, 2-inch squares or 4-inch squares of the filter. As far as I know, they're the same ones we recommend. And people have done surprising things with what? A flashlight.
Awesome.
couple of days ago, a fellow who was going to get more material from us, which Dr. Rowan recommends, he said he was a complete skeptic. He had joint pain, and his wife had a couple joints with pains, and they used the tiny things with, I assume, the flashlight that Dr. Rowan recommends as the easiest light source to obtain. And he said, now I'm a complete believer. So if nothing else in this world, this could help with people with chronic pain, that in itself should be enough to make this the blessing of a lifetime.
Yes, and it certainly is. We're going to come back in a minute and talk about a couple of stories about different people who have used it and how it can change your life as well. We'll be back in just a minute.
Now you don't have to stay linked to your desktop or laptop. Take Voice America on the go and listen anywhere. Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
How would you like to live a phenomenal life? If you aren't currently living the life you desire, contact us for a phenomenal life session at www.myphenomenallife.net. Finances, relationships, sex, business, weight issues, and more. 1 hour can change your life. Call 678-745-VIBE. That's 678-745-8423. Or contact us on the web at www.myphenomenallife.net. Why not start living the life you've always dreamed of now? What's stopping you? Visit myphenomenallife.net or call us at 678-745-VIBE. Again, that's 678-745-8423.
Want to get away to views that will take your breath away? Visit Paradise in the U.S. Virgin Islands. Come see what we're talking about at www.stcroixdreamvacation.com, where there's plenty of sun and fun, snorkeling, scuba diving, jet skis, golf, the most breathtaking sunsets, and the rich history of Christiansted. It's time to de-stress and feel the relaxation of island time. Visit stcroixdreamvacation.com. That's S-T-C-R-O-I-X, dreamvacation.com. Kick back, relax, and feel the ah. Make your first stop, stcroixdreamvacation.com.
You are tuned in to Good Vibrations with Lynn Waldrop. If you have a question or comment about today's program, please call 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. If you'd rather send an email, our email address is lynnsgoodvibes@att.net. Now, back to Good Vibrations. Catch the wave to better health.
Welcome back, everybody. So we're talking with Darius Dinshaw of the Dinshaw Health Society, and we're going over spectrochrome color therapy. And, you know, in the first segment, we were talking so much about how hard it was for his dad to actually get this to fruition. And there have been so many people that have been on board with this, and it has kind of waned. So, guys, it's time that you go and you look this stuff up because it's so simple. When I first got into color therapy, green is kind of the standard color for just getting the body back into some sort of balance. And I think probably for 6 months, I slept under a green light every night. And every day I would wake up just feeling fabulous. And I just got healthier and healthier and healthier. And if I felt like I used to get chronic bronchitis, I'd get it at least 4 times a year. And as soon as I would feel any kind of a tickle come on, I'd be under the lemon light and I could feel what I call, my clients get a little grossed out, I call it, I feel like I have energetic worms on my face and my chest. You can literally feel this energy just moving around and coming out. And I would stay under that for an hour or whatever my body could handle. And boom, then I never had to go to the doctor. I never had to go get antibiotics. I never had to go any further past that. It was gone really before it even started. So this stuff really works. So that's what we want to talk about in this section is how it can work for you.
Okay. I can give you several of my personal experiences, although I suppose a person could say I am prejudiced and biased. Well, I don't care. I'm going to tell you anyhow. First one I can remember was good deal back, I don't know, 25, 30 years, I suddenly developed, if I reached for something with my left arm, it would give me like a jolt of lightning. It would almost drive me to my knees. I know women say childbirth is supposed to be about the most painful thing, at least in some cases, that anyone could imagine. Well, I would equate this to be likely similar to that. I went to a practitioner to find out if I could, what had gone wrong. I had started using colors. I have no objection to going to a practitioner. I will not necessarily by far do what they want me to do. But I did in this case give him a try. He said, since you can't move your arm beyond a certain point, you should go up against a wall and climb the wall with your fingers. Keep stretching it. If you don't, it's going to freeze there and you'll never be able to raise your arm past your shoulder height. Well, I tried their way because it sounded reasonable, but that did not get any better, and I kind of assumed from his attitude and conversation that it was not going to get better. It would just prevent it from getting worse, and I would have to bear the pain. If I reached for something suddenly, oh, that stabbing pain. So, by our literature, on my shoulder there were two spots. One of them was ice cold. It was a lack of circulation. So I was using the scarlet color, which is the strongest circulatory stimulant, and I was using blue for the painfulness. And I don't know when it disappeared, but some time later, I suddenly realized, for weeks now, I've reached and there's nothing. No pain. Totally disappeared. Thank goodness for that. I have no clue what was wrong with me, and I don't care. I don't know, and I don't care how the light affected it, whether it was any one of the 12 different theories, it worked. Number two, this is about 7-8 years ago. I have a small machine shop. I repair small engines and such. Getting late in the afternoon and trying to pull it must weigh 200-300 pounds, a piece of machinery up two steps. And I grabbed hold of the machine with one hand and the door edge, the edge of the doorway. So I was pulling at an angle, and I pulled, and I'm stronger than my physique, apparently, because something actually went pop. I heard it. Okay, off to the doctor again, the practitioner, to see whether I had squashed one of the spinal discs. He felt around. He said, nope, you're okay. It will heal, but it's going to be painful. Okay. I used indigo all that night, and that did very little. That's one of the analgesics, and it also tends to pull things together, astringent. All these terms are listed in the 78 attributes in Chapter 6. Next morning, I used orange. That is a tissue decongestant. And then I stood up. There was absolutely no pain. It had not healed, but the pain was gone. As long as I was careful not to twist the same way that I had caused the injury, it was fine. I could do everything excepting move that way, the way I had that injured it. That took perhaps a year for everything to heal, and then the rehabilitation of the muscles, which of course will atrophy when you don't use them. That was fixed by a rowing machine and splitting wood with an 8-pound sledgehammer. And now I'm 100%, long ago, 100% perfect in the back again.
Well, and just to be clear for everybody, like orange, when he says tissue decongestant, when people have really bad strains or they've had surgery and they have all that ooey-gooey, wonderful colored tissue, I'll use the orange for that. And it literally, I had a kid that came in who had some knee surgery to have his knee cleaned out. He had some calcifications in there. And we put him under the indigo for the pain, and he had very little of that. And then we used the orange, and literally, like, the swelling was gone by that evening. And the doctors told him he'd be walking in about 3 weeks, and he was walking the next day. I mean, his knee was like a basketball when they came to see me, which was right after surgery. And by 9 o'clock that night, his mom was calling me to tell me that, you know, he didn't have any swelling, and he was ready to walk.
That's the odd thing. The body can use both ends. There are some, like Band-Aids, hot and cold. Well, indigo is the cold, orange is the hot. So one after the other, even though they're opposites, the body uses them each in its own way, and you feel better.
Yeah.
One other thing. This is direct application of the energy. You can use indirect application of the energy, which Dr. Babbitt did a good deal of. We sell a reprint of the two chapters pertaining to light healing on people and plants, and animals for that matter. And the way you do this is take a clear glass or a bottle and wrap it with the appropriate color filter equal to the color that you're going to shine on the person, and leave that bottle either in a windowsill or under a lamp or something, and somehow the water molecules realign or change. It still is just water. Chemically, it is not changed. Whether it's etheric or whatever, I don't know. But I've had tremendous results using that charged water. I have on my windowsill permanently a blue bottle, a bottle with a blue filter wrapped around it. And at the first feeling something is not quite right, coming down with something, take a half a glass of that blue water. I haven't had a head cold, what I used to call a two Kleenex box type of cold. None of this deep rattling chest. You'll get a little bit of a cough, a little bit of a sniffles, and that's as far as it has gone. Whether it'll work for you in the same way, I expect it to. Of course, I cannot guarantee it. But
do you drink it every day?
Pardon?
Do you drink it every day, or do you just wait until you feel some symptoms?
Normally, you wait until you feel some symptoms. If you were going to do it every day, it would be just as well probably to use green. Matter of fact, one of the color schedules, it may be 326, possibly in the book, called prophylactics, prophylaxis, preventing problems. Suggestion, take a green tenation, perhaps once a week, for stabilizing the general aura, and also at a different time, a magenta donation, which is the same as green, but on the opposite side. That's the same as the green is in the middle, magenta is the red and violet combined, both ends. One more thing.
I find that to be fascinatingly true by just being with green. So I even suggest, if people don't want to come and try to learn how to make a whole light kit and buy the Roscalin filters, I'll just suggest, look, go get a green light bulb and just try it and see if it works for you. If it doesn't, come back, we'll get you the whole kit. But the green is just so good for just keeping you healthy, and I can't really explain it, but I just know it works.
Well, why do you think all the trees are green and all the grass is green? It's nature's. Those are colors that the plants themselves are not using. They are reflecting that color to us. That's helping us if we lived outdoors, but we don't anymore.
That's true.
As far as a green bulb, gentleman long gone, and his son, I believe, is long gone also. Son was in a horrendous head-on collision. His passenger was killed. He was in a coma, and the doctors held no hope. They weren't so sophisticated then with their brain scans and such. And some hospitals will, I guess this hospital wouldn't, allow a color lamp to be taken in. So this gentleman just got a green Christmas bulb, put it in the nightstand and left it on. Not only did the son recover, he walked out of the hospital. Well, I don't have to be very much told about green's power. Incidentally, chapter 5 of the book has a recommendation paragraph about several paragraphs, actually, how to begin, and the first color to use, green. Unless it's an emergency.
Mm-hmm. And I have come across what you talk about in the book, where sometimes when someone is very ill, that just jumping to a different color doesn't work until their body is healthy enough through green.
Well, Dr. Douglas, in his booklet, The Second Opinion, he warns about older people not being helped. And that is a total mistake. Older people, their cellular activity has slowed undoubtedly, unless they're super active and have maintained a tremendous lifestyle, then maybe not. The average person, cellular activity is slowing, which means their electrochemical emanations have waned. Therefore, spectrochrome has a tougher time causing the effects. But this is not to say that you can't use it. It won't be worth the effort. It's not going to do anything. Heavens no. We have people 60, 70, 80, up to 100 years old still using this.
Well, I have a quick story. My father, when he was alive, his last year, he was living with my husband and I, and he hadn't gone to the bathroom for 10 days. And I didn't realize he was having this problem until finally, you know, he was like, you know, I think I better discuss this problem. And he was going to go to the emergency room. And I said, well, look, you can go. I can take you to the emergency room. I have no problem with that. But you're going to miss your football game. And he was all about his football, right? And so the way I could talk him into trying my color therapy was to tell him, look, you're going to miss your football game. If you try it my way, you don't have to miss anything. So he said, okay, fine. So I had the orange light on his abdomen and I had, I think, yellow on his face. Now, he hadn't gone in 10 days, and in less than 15 minutes, he was yelling, oh, help me to the bathroom, and he literally spent the rest of his football game in the bathroom.
Wow.
So it only took 15 minutes to let go of the dam.
Well, my father was raised in a typical Parsi family. They are meat eaters like many, not the Hindus. But for ethical reasons, when he was a teenager, he stopped all use of meat, fish, eggs. He never smoked, never drank. And in later years, he said, if you don't change your eating habits, I will not sell you a projector. He was that convinced that so many of our problems are eating-based. As the old saying goes, we dig our graves with our knives and forks.
Interesting.
I'll give you one more on the colored water. A couple times, might have been a couple months apart, I had a tiny blood vessel break in one eye, and it leaves a orange-looking line or a spot in your eye until it dissolves and heals. I used magenta water, which is the blood vessel repair color. You can use it as an eye wash, and I could almost see it heal in one afternoon, and it has never come back.
Wow.
So for some things, I believe the colored charged water is far more effective than the direct color tonation. However, we have had enough reports telling us the other side of the coin, it does not work for some conditions. So if I had a serious condition, I'd be doing both. I'd be using the direct illumination, the tonation as we call it, and I would also be using the same color charged water.
And next month on the show, it's all about using vibrational medicine with your animals. And let me just say, anybody that have ever taken a color class from me will always call me within a few days and tell me, my dog kicked me off the bed so that it could get underneath the green light or whatever light it was. And they're always fighting with their animal. So, yes, this is great for animals, too.
Well, they have the same construction as we do, the same circulatory system, same lungs, heart. They're kind of built differently. They have fur all over in some cases. And we have had innumerable reports of animals. And a dog in particular, a couple of them I can remember, they would sort of twirl themselves around until they found exactly the right spot they wanted the color on, and then they would lie there.
Yep. So we have to go. It's been a great, great hour. It's been very quick. And Darius, I'm so appreciative of you coming on. I really do appreciate it. And please go see him at www.dinshawhealth.org. Sign up for the book, DVD, and newsletter for only $20. It will be well worth your while. Thank you again, Darius.
You're welcome, I'm sure. Thank you.
And next week, we have Susie Godsey on with Talk to the Animals. She's an animal psychic, and we will talk with her about what we can do with your animals to get them back to health. Thanks a bunch, and we will see you next week and have a very healthy week.
Thank you again for joining us for Good Vibrations. Catch the wave to better health. We hope you'll tune in again next week, Tuesday at noon Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern time, for another edition with your host, Lynn Waldrop, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Have a good and healthy week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.